manifestation, deliverance, and healing. Come on now. Just begin to lift up your hands and just begin to call it in. The Bible says that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, I decree and declare that your sons and daughters, as they watch and listen to the word, as they receive the word, Father, your word says in John chapter 1, verse 12, to as many as received you, the word, you gave them the power, your dunamis, your ability to become the sons of God. Father, as I speak into the ears and to the heart and the spirits of the sons of God, I declare and decree you are out of debt. Your needs are met. You've got plenty of more to put in store. I declare and decree you've got peace that surpasses all understanding. I declare and decree you've got joy, unspeakable joy. And Father, I declare and decree that every closed door, every place of shackles and bondage and slavery, we destroy every root. We pull it up. We uproot every tear and weed of the enemy. And we declare and decree, that we flow. We are in the land that floweth with milk and honey. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, I just begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to clap your hands and begin to give God praise. I'm just going to share this with my folks on Instagram. But listen, you are in a time and season that the devil cannot stop what God is going to do in your life. Oh, come on. I wish I had somebody with me. Come on now. Come on. Get it right now. Oh, come on now. Get it right now. Oh, my God. Get that deliverance. Get it right now. Come on. Get it. Oh, come on now. Woo. Come on now. Don't you get lazy on God. Come on now. Woo. Hey, Kesha. David said, I will magnify the Lord. Woo. At all times. Oh, my God, I will bless the Lord at all times. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on now. Oh, come on. I see, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Listen, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Don't you know that, listen, the Father is not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. Come on now. That's why his kingdom is built and founded on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Listen, if you're not sowing seed into the good ground of God, you cannot qualify for the harvest. Okay? No seed, no harvest. Oh, come on, somebody. No seed, no harvest. I'm trying to get this to you. Woo! No seed, no harvest in Jesus. Oh my God. Ooh, see, that's where the devil's been trying to get us. See, he's been trying to deceive us. Listen, he's been trying to keep you deceived and in the dark. That's what the prince of darkness, that word darkness in the Hebrew and Greek means ignorance. So his job is to try to keep you ignorant and not know or understand the ways of God. Okay, put it this way. Proverbs chapter 4, it says, with all your getting, get understanding. Come on now. With all your getting, get understanding. Understanding, there's intimate relationship with the knowledge when you begin to get understanding. See, I'm trying to get this to you, somebody. You are in the time, you are in a set time right now. God set this time up in the earth just so that way he could come, fellowship, and refresh, restore, and renew you for this whole new season. Oh, my God. Here we go. Come on now. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' name. Come on. Bible says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. What are we sounding off? How glory that the Father has come down to deliver you. Oh, come on now. Woo, you are in the presence. See, if I can just get under his shadow, that's all I need. Oh, come on now. If I'm close enough to be in his shadow, woo, the devil can't touch me. Oh, come on. When you're under the shadow of the Almighty, you're untouchable. Oh, come on. Woo! I'm not saying that with arrogance. I'm just telling you the truth. The devil will not come where God is. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, see? Okay. Someone's messing with the word. So let's go here. As we get ready, see, we're getting ready for this feast of Passover that we're going to be celebrating. Amen. This weekend, amen. And we just put that little flyer up there, amen. This weekend, this Sunday, Prophet Tanya and I will be doing the celebration, the celebration of Passover, okay? It's a feast of the Lord. It's a Moedim. It's a set time. Amen. Amen. April 28th. Hey, glory. Because we are in the midst of Passover right now. But we're going to do on the 28th, Prophet Tanya and I, we're going to go through a little mini, what's called a Passover Seder. This is what they do on the first night of this feast. Okay, this feast is the beginning of the fall feast. It's the beginning of God's feast of the season. Amen. Listen, here's what you got to understand, that if God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, in the area of Jerusalem and Israel, because it's a desert region, okay, they believe God for what's called the former rain. Good morning, Sister Missy. That's right. You are untouchable in the presence of God. Whoo, come on now. So when you understand that the feast of the Lord, this first feast, Passover, is the time and season when God sends what is called the former rain, which is the beginning rain, so the rain can prepare the ground so it could be followed or prepared to receive the seed. Pentecost, which is the second feast of the Lord during his season, is the time when if anything comes out the ground, you would take a handful called a sheaf. Remember the song, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. Okay. So put that in the basket with two wheat loaves. Wheat loaves in the Bible represent abundance. And you would take that to the priest. And then the priest, the prophet, would take it behind the veil. It's called a heave or a wave offering. And they would wave it before the Lord and declare the blessing not only over your harvest, but over your house. Good morning, Quinteros. Been missing ya. So this Sunday, we're getting ready for that. We're going to go through that because the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. I want you to understand why I'm teaching you about these Moedim, these Feast of the Lord, these what is called set times, okay? Someone type this right now. It's my set time. It is so. Come on now. It's my set time. It is so. Okay. So let's go here. Now listen, I said something that when you're in the presence, when you're under the shadow of the Almighty, according to Psalms 91, okay, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, El Elyon, shall abide, shall live, shall make his dwelling space under the shadow of the Almighty. And when you're under the shadow of the Almighty, who is El Shaddai, the devil cannot touch you. Oh, come on now. You're untouchable in the presence of the Lord. Come on now. Type that, Instagram. It's my set time. It is so. Okay. Now, remember, I said that you have to be where God is, right? So Joshua chapter 1. Okay. Check this out. Okay. And it's going to make sense when I said, it's okay that you're untouchable where God is. Okay, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, hold on. Joshua, chapter 1. Okay, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, go over this Jordan. Okay, you and all this people unto the what land? Oh, come on now. Woo! Come on now, get this unto the land which I do what? Give them. So when you go where God is, when you meet God where he is, that's the place of dominion and territory he's already given you. Look at what it says. Unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of who? Israel. You are the offspring. You are the divine offspring of God. You are the seed of Abraham. If you be in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, come on. Woo! Oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Verse 3, Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall walk upon, that have I given you. Past tense, as I told Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon unto the great river of the Euphrates to the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, woo, unto the going down, this shall be your coast. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Be strong. Oh, no, no. Verse 5. Okay. This shall be your coast. Now, look at the first word in verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all your days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail you nor forsake you. So when you are in the presence of the Lord, when you come into his presence in this Moedim, when you're under the shadow of El Shaddai, he will not fail nor forsake you. Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, my God. For time's sake, verse 7, Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe, pay attention, to do all according to the Torah, the word, which Moses, my servant, my son, commanded you. Don't turn to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law, the word law was not the law like a worldly law. It was the word for Torah. This book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall what? Meditate in the word day and night, that you may pay attention to do all that is written. For then shall you make your what? Your way, your direction what? Prosperous, and then you shall have good success. And in verse 9, be strong and have a good courage, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. So when you understand, you must be where God is. See, when you come into his presence during this Moedim, this set time, woo, this appointed time, the Bible says, okay, now let's go to Psalms chapter 102. Now it's going to help us make, now it's going to help it make sense. Okay. Remember we said there, right? There, no man shall be able to withstand you, shall not be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Okay, so check it out. Psalms 102, verse 13. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time, our glory, to favor her, to have his divine presence and influence on your life. Yes, the set time is come. Woo! Is a state of being verb. Okay, it's the state of be, okay? That represents the present tense, the right now. He says, your set time, your Moedim, your time of his favor, his presence and influence on your life is right now. You ain't got to wait to shake the pastor's hand on Sunday. You ain't got to wait until, oh, come on now. I wish I had somebody with me. You must understand it's your set time now. Okay. Because this, okay, you shall arise. This word arise means to come on the scene. So the Father has come down personally to make sure he leads you and guides you to your place of dominion, territory, and inheritance. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, come on now. Ha, glory. Come on now. Type, I receive it. It is so. You got to get this today. He said, Joshua, there no man shall be able to stand before you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. These set times are God's, is God setting up his secret place with you. Oh, my God. It's his, oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, Roko Shandarama. This is why you're gonna get it. This is why you're going from the employee to the employer. This is why you're going from sickness and disease to divine health. Good morning, daughter. Glory. Hisha. Good morning, Angela. Listen. You're going from, I just heard, okay. Woo, Rekesha, I got someone who's been believing God to lose 35 to 40 pounds. When you get into his presence and you begin to start studying about these set times and Moedims, and you sow your seed into the ground. See, this is the ground that's teaching you the understanding. This is how you get, her glory. This is how you get to where he is. He said, Joshua, there shall no man be able to stand before you. Wherever your sole of your foot shall tread, I've already given you. Woo, my God, my God, my God. And I'll be with you wherever you go. You shall prosper and be successful. Why? Because you where I am in the secret place. He that dwell. Oh, my God. See, when you come into his presence doing these three times in the year, he says three times shall mankind come before me in my presence and don't come empty handed. When you sow seed into this time right now. Into this time. See, you're going to sow seed today and you're going to bring an offering on Sunday. Okay? Like I said, Sunday morning, we're going to be celebrating this time of Passover. Amen. We're going to be doing this Sunday morning, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. Why? Because when you are where God is, okay, you must be where God is. Okay, you must be where the word is. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to get somebody to, woo! You must be where Elohim, the Father, is. Why? Because that's where your favor, that's where your grace, that's where your mercy is. Come on, somebody. You better get it right now. Get it, get it. Get the seed in the ground. Oh, I declare over that seed right now that was just sown. Father, you said that I can declare the blessing of the Lord. It shall make you rich and add no sorrow. I declare, woo, the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and 30-fold. Woo, listen, if you got a seed right now, sow it. Sow it. Oh, my God, my God. Someone sow it into the Cash App right now. Woo, my God, my God. I just heard that right now. The $ Prophet M.D. Bryant. Get it right now. Why? Because he's here to deliver you. Exodus chapter 3. I am come down to deliver you. This will be the season that you come out of every area of bondage, spirit, soul, body, and financially. God wants to set you up, and he allowed you to go through some hot things. Psalm 66, you went through fire and through water, but God, Elohim, brought you out. Jehovah brought you out into a wealthy place. This will be your season of wealth, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Woo, my God, my God, my God. I declare and decree it. I count it and declare it so. Father, right now, ooh, reke shandanaba. Woo, my God, my God. See, here's what the devil doesn't want you to get. He doesn't want you to get the understanding of why God said to do what he said, okay? Exodus 23, he says, okay, Exodus 23, get there, okay? Exodus 23, I want you to see this, and then we're going to, you know, receive the seed, and we're going home. I want you to be encouraged today. Exodus 23, I'm going to type in one more again. Exodus 23, okay? It says, verse 14, three times in the year shall you keep a feast unto me in the year. He didn't say to the Jews, to Israel, to Jerusalem. He said unto me. These are the feasts of the Lord. Here is the key. These are not man's feasts. Man didn't have nothing to do with the feast. God created it and declared it according to Exodus chapter 12. These will be the beginning of months to you. Oh, my God. Verse 15, you shall keep the feast of unleavened bread or Passover. You shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days as I commanded in the time appointed in the month of Abib. It's also called the month of Nisan, okay? And none shall appear before me empty. This is Exodus 23, verse 15. You shall keep the feast of Passover because this is the time that I brought you out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Verse 16, and in the feast of first fruits, which is also called the Feast of Weeks. In Acts chapter 2, that's when it was called the Feast of Pentecost. Okay? And the Feast of Harvest, the first fruit of your labor, which you sown in the field. This is why it's connected to seed time and harvest. And in the Feast of Ingathering, which is also called Tabernacles, which is the end of the year when you have gathered in all your labor. So, there are actual eight feasts, okay? You have the seven feasts, and then you have what's called, Hanukkah, which is in December. Good morning, Patricia Boone. But listen, get your seed ready. See, now you've got understanding. Now you can say, Father, you promised me that when I sow my seed into this time, that's not what I wanted, into this time, then you would not only bless my, okay, you said, when you come into my presence, Exodus 23, I send an angel before you and obey his voice, and I'll be your enemy to your enemies, adversary to your adversaries. Verse 25, I'll bless your bread and your water and keep sickness away from you. Sowing seed in this time gives you the grace of God in these five different areas where God says, I will be an enemy to your enemies, adversary to your adversaries, bless your bread, your water, and I'll keep sickness away from you. You are going to become sickness free. Hard glory, because God's not only, when you sow the seed, God's not only going to heal you, but he's going to give you the lifestyle strategy to stay healed. It's time to change your lifestyle so God can change your health. Okay, come on now. Father, you said while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Come on now, you can use, high glory, you can sow the new beginning seed with 8888 or 18888 or the 2024 seed of $224 or $2,024. Sow it into the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. But those that can, sow it into the Cash App today, $ Prophet MD Bryant. God wants me to declare the blessing over you, your life, and your household right now, according to the word, Ezekiel 44:30, that he would declare the priest, when you bring your first fruit to the priest, the prophet, then he will declare the blessing to rest in your house. Father, right now, I declare and decree, I count it so that they are blessed spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, I activate the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. Father, I declare Deuteronomy chapter 1 that they shall be 1,000 times greater every day. And Father, I declare and decree, it is so in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, we're also, I wanted to also get this to you, that coming up, oh my God, let me get this to you, coming up, June 15th, high glory, we're going to be using the chapel of Casa del Rey Church, my friend in ministry, Pastor Trey. He's letting us use this chapel to do our first in-person service ever since COVID. We're going to be there Saturday, June 15th, A Glory at 12 o'clock. We're just going to be there for a short time, but we're going to come bless the Lord and celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Put that on your calendars, Quinteros, June 15th, in person. Be there. Be blessed. Amen. Listen, don't forget to sow your seed. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Don't forget this Sunday, Passover celebration. Be blessed.